shopping, voting, and economic inevitability. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As you've heard, consumer spending dropped, which means that one more quarter will make it official. We'd be in a recession caused by Americans not consuming enough. When you hear that, you think, well, what would fix it would be if there was more shopping. But wait, we've been told that what got us into this was too much credit. Credit which was used for too much shopping. Even though once upon a time, not too long ago, shopping and shopping for its own sake was the patriotic thing to do. Not anymore. Now thrift is in, even if it causes a recession. But even weirder is that at the same time consumer spending was down, one area of spending was way up. Politics. The presidential campaigns will bring in over $1 billion for the first time ever, and the turnout in some places could reach 90%. And why? Because the election has become a battle between two seemingly incompatible positions. Whether government is the solution to the problem, a position allegedly represented by Barack Obama, or the cause of the problem, a position allegedly represented by John McCain. But there's an assumption there. And that is that there is anything anyone can really do about any of this. The business people I talk to tell me that one way or the other, the bill's going to be paid. It's going to be paid by everybody, and it won't be pretty. So that, in fact, what we may actually be voting on is who gets the blame or the credit for what would have happened anyway. And, of course, whether the next presidential library will be in Illinois or Arizona. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.